As we've seen images of Ukrainian refugees, many of us have been struck by the number of pets traveling with them on leashes, in cages, or held in arms. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley brings us this story of how two dogs led their owners to safety in France.
It all started with a distressing picture posted on a Facebook group for Irish setter lovers worldwide.
In the very beginning of the war, somebody just puts a picture of a man with his Irish setter trying to get into a train. And there was really a crowd everywhere. So he was desperately trying to put himself into it. And he was holding an Irish setter.
That's Masha Levitin, who's originally from Moscow, but for the last 13 years has lived in the small Burgundy town of Saumur-en-Auxois with her husband, two daughters, and Irish setter Safra. Levitin knew she couldn't help the man in the picture, but she wanted to help someone fleeing the war. So she began combing the thousands of members of the Irish Setter Facebook group looking for Russian and Ukrainian names.
I saw Yuri Mazurenko. So for me, it was evident it was Russian-speaking or Ukrainian-speaking person. So I just wrote to him.
She asked if he needed help. Mazurenko remembers what was happening when he got that first message.
We sit in near wall and when bombing.
He and his wife were sheltering beside a load-bearing wall in their home in the northern town of Cherniv. His wife had recently suffered a stroke, which made it difficult for her to get down to the bomb shelter. They eventually made it out of the town, which was surrounded by Russian troops. Today, Mazurenko, his wife Tanya, their Irish setter Roly, and cat Jan are living with Levitin in this medieval French village. He calls her their guardian angel. Mazurenko is an artist. Thanks to Levitin, he's been able to organize an exhibit of his paintings in the town's tourism office. The 61-year-old says his life has taken such an unexpected turn.
Every artist dreams of having an exhibit in France. It's just a shame that it's a war that made it possible.
Soon, Levitin and Mazurenko are joined by Vlada and her big red setter, Iris. The canines and their humans greet each other enthusiastically. Vlada prefers not to use her last name because of family still in Ukraine. She also made it to Saumur-en-Auxois via the Irish setter connection.
I'm amazed at everything Masha organized for us. The trip by bus from Warsaw to Paris, then picking us up when we arrived. I came with a suitcase, a dog, and a cat. I could have never done this on my own.
The irony of being rescued by a Russian is not lost on Vlada. She says the animal connection helped her to trust. Levitin knows Ukrainians will not be able to forgive Russians for what is happening. And though she left Moscow 30 years ago and had given up on her country under President Vladimir Putin, she says this war still hurts deeply. She believes this time Russia's rupture with the West will last a very long time.
Right from the beginning of the war in Ukraine, I had a feeling that just in front of my eyes, I see a ship going to the sea, and we're all saying goodbye.
As they stroll the bucolic country lanes, the war raging back in Ukraine seems far away, but it's always just below the surface. Vlada worries that her daughter, a newly trained doctor in the military, could be sent to the front lines. These Ukrainians don't know when they'll be able to return home, but in the meantime, they say, it's their animals that bring a measure of calm and stability to the chaos and uncertainty of their lives. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Saumur-en-Auxois, France.